Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 31st of March. It's Wednesday.
March went by fast.
It did. It was a quick month. I am so excited. You don't know why?
Because you leave for Tennessee
tomorrow. At the airing of this podcast, I will be leaving for Tennessee.
Why
the
are
next
you going
day.
To Tennessee?
Going to see my girlfriend. I am so excited.
Who technically you've never seen as your girlfriend.
That would be, well, if you don't count pictures, yes.
You've not physically, and I don't mean this to be weird, touched your
my girlfriend.
Absolutely
not.
That's
I mean,
entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, you've touched her technically, yes.
Right,
but
like, when she...
as your girlfriend, you've never touched her.
Yes.
I'm talking just like a touch on the shoulder.
Right, right.
Like
right.
You and I just touched her. Yeah, we did.
So yeah, I'm going to be in Tennessee for the next couple days, so we need to make sure we get a podcast or two done before I leave, huh?
Yeah, because you come back Monday.
I come back Monday, and...
We need to at least get Mondays done.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about
we
that.
We do Wednesday and Friday.
Yes. So I hope, hey, before we get into this today's topic, let's make sure people go back and listen to what Mondays, if you haven't yet. This is a big deal to me. Like, I am really, really passionate about making sure that we start doing something about our kids and the future of our nation. I'm tired of being, we are the worst nation when it comes to health, you know? Preventable causes of death, heart attack, cancer, stroke. Diabetes. We are the worst.
Well,
does that? I mean, how does that makes me feel so bad?
I guess it's kind of this concept of laziness.
Uh huh.
Where it is fascinating that we have all this technology, all this knowledge.
Uh huh.
I mean, the internet itself.
Right.
But yet nobody. I feel like a lot of people don't use it.
Right, it's like we have this massive, like you're saying, this massive file of just info, and, oh, it's there, whatever, but you know what, you don't really know what to believe. You know what, get off your ass, go eat, you know what, nutrition is not hard. Eat your vegetables, eat real food that comes from the ground, then add anything else in on top of that, you'll pretty much be okay.
Or I guess, like, kind of also what I was thinking is, like, this concept that people, quote-unquote, don't know what to eat.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, they're just, okay, I'll fall into the gap of all they eat is food that they get from a different source. They don't cook anything.
Right.
So they only eat drive-through stuff.
Right, what, processed.
Processed concepts. Okay.
Right.
I get that. But even in that, you're telling me that you can't figure out what's good at those things.
Right.
For you. I don't know. It's just kind of that, I guess it's the laziness where people look in the mirror and go, I don't like what I see. Oh, well.
Or, you know what, they don't even recognize. They're like, oh, well, this is just me. And it's like this slow process for a lot of people, or they've always been that way. It's a lot of excuses, and you know what? I'm sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one should be at that weight unless they have a serious medical condition that prevents them. Like, I was working with a girl the other day. She has hypothyroidism, right? So her thyroid doesn't work very well. And she is 5 foot. So 5 pounds looks a lot to her. But
yeah.
She is, you know what? She says, you know what? I will not let this happen. I am sick of it. She lost a crap load of weight. She weighs like, you know, 100 and some odd pounds. You know, like low 100. She looks great. And, you know, all because she said, I'm sick of it. I'm done with this. It's like, just, you know what, shred the crap. You know what not to eat. And just do it. Like, it's not hard.
It is scary and intriguing how weird people are. It's probably the
weirdest and you know what, like, and how willing most Americans, I'm talking about Americans here because this is just the flavor of the day, this whole food revolution TV show. But how many Americans are just willing to write things off?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, it's this fault, that fault. No, you know what? It's your own fault. I'm sorry. Like, let's be pigheaded and stubborn and just work through this. That's all it takes is just a little bit of hard work and dedication and not buying stuff and not giving into your children's need. You know, like, but mommy, I want that cookie right now. Sorry, you're not. I was talking. Okay. Rabbit trail. But Anna and I were talking, like, oh, like, we got into one of those how we want to raise a kid discussions.
Okay.
Which, you know, a little bit early in the relationship, but we've known each other for over 4 years, so. And we were both talking about how we don't, like, we're going to be the strange, we both want to be strange parents, where our kids don't taste cookies and ice cream until they're, like, 10. They're like, what the hell is this, you know? And they get good food all the time. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
From a kid that ate a lot of sugar growing up,
uh-huh.
I'm on the same boat with you.
Right.
That I don't want my kids to eat a whole lot of sugar.
Right.
Know what it is, or if they know what it is,
uh-huh.
they know that this is a treat.
Or, you know what?
It's not a cause and effect.
Right.
That, oh, I ate my dinner, thus I now get this.
But, or you know what? Make the treats fruit. You know? Oh, yeah. Like, the fruit is, if you get ripe, in-season fruit, it's sweeter than candy, it's delicious, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Real, like, quote-unquote real candy, like Reese's, whatever, it tastes like junk. It tastes awful. And I just don't think our kids need to be subject to that kind of mentality, you know, so early on. I really think that I'm going to be kind of an asshole of a dad when it comes to making sure my kids don't eat crap. Like, we go over to a barbecue. Oh, sorry. You know, like, I don't want other people offering my kids candy. Sorry, we're not doing trick-or-treating. That's stupid. I'm not gonna celebrate a day. Maybe for the first year when they don't actually know what's happening. But I don't want to celebrate a day that just, you know, gives our children diabetes.
Well, yeah, I don't know, we could get into a whole how to raise kids right. conversation. But yeah, no, because I have my answers.
Oh.
And you can't get...
The reason I cut Tyler off is I was thinking we could talk about spinach today and do the top 10 on Friday. Is that okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Because we're already into a little bit of our podcast for this. And,
yeah.
Say what you were going to say
before. No, I was going to say that with the Halloween stuff like that, I found, like, a lot of growing up in religious sex and stuff like that some kids just don't even care.
About
Halloween in general.
No.
Let alone, but it's usually the kids that love the candy that's what, the only reason why I would ever did Halloween was to get the candy. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it. Nobody cares about Halloween.
Well,
I feel like everybody cares about the candies.
Whenever we had Halloween, we always, when I was younger, we had my cousins over. It was really fun just to dress up and like just have a costume party. That's fun, you know? And the candy the first couple years was just a side effect. Now, you know, then later on it became like, I need this candy, blah, blah, blah. It's so awesome. So I think that's okay, though. You know, why not? Like, you're as a parent, not me right now, but parents, why give in? You know, like, I understand, yeah, it's easier to give in than not, but you're not talking about the easiness of parenting. We're talking about lasting habits to instill into your children. If they don't eat their vegetables, they don't eat.
Back into Monday's podcast, the dad of that family on Jamie Oliver's thing was basically saying, like, I don't do it myself, so of course my kids don't do it.
And exactly.
It was just the, like, oh, I understand that I'm killing my... It's that he knows that he was doing bad for himself, but then it, like, finally clicked that, oh, yeah, in that I'm also messing up my kids.
Right. And you know what? Like, get over yourself. Like, understand that what you're doing now is not good enough.
Oh, it's,
you know,
fascinating.
Like, you are not doing the right thing right now, so why not just eat your pride and start changing things? Like, be tough. Be pigheaded. Be that person that people are like, oh, they're a health fanatic. Yeah, I'm a health fanatic for many more reasons than it extends my life, because it improves the quality of my life. It improves the quality of the lives of those around me. It gives me more energy. I can make more money, and on. I firmly believe that.
And it's also, it's that funny, it's the, to be all social, economic, whatever on it.
Uh-huh.
It's funny that, oh, they're a health freak. It's a bad thing.
Yeah. You know, why is that a bad thing?
oh, you're one of those health freak people.
Right.
So?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
why is that thank a bad? Thank you. Like, that's... Okay, thank you.
I actually I don't care about my body. You know, I'm getting on a spiritual level.
Opposed to what? Right. Like, it's like, oh, you hate yourself? Awesome. Like, right. Glad I'm not...
Here, you. want me to get you a box of donuts? They'll kill you quick, too.
Yeah,
you
like,
know? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm getting onto a spiritual level with that. You know, it's like, our bodies are temple, you know? And what do you do in the temple? You make sure that thing is awesome. Okay. You know, you try and build the best temple in the world. You don't just like, oh, this is in to worship the you know, my creator. You don't just go do it, you know, in a sloppy shack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can, sure, why not? But...
Might as well.
If you have the capacity to, why not make it a beautiful place? So, go email us with your ideas to get this this whole revolution thing moving.
This revolution word keeps jumping up.
Yeah, because Tyler and I are contemplating.
You're actually going to go right into it. I just was, yeah. Between you and I, was yeah. Going to say, this revolutionary
word. We're contemplating changing, not the name of our podcast, but...
When we get a physical location,
changing our name to incorporate the revolution word. I was thinking about this. We can have our education facet, which would be the academy. Then we'd have our, you know, revolution, which would be our gym. And then we could have other facets as well.
Okay.
Yeah, do you like that?
Keep the TF?
Yeah.
And then just change everything else. The third word?
Yes. Okay. So email us with your ideas. So how can we, as this podcast community, really step up? How can we stop being passive observers and actually start changing things? And if you already are, email us and let us know how you're changing your community. Tyler, why don't we get into spinach? That's the topic for today.
That's the topic of the
day. That's the spinach of the day.
The spinach of the day. I'm still sick. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I was reading this article. I was, you know, stumbling through. It stumbles that thing on Firefox that you can just click and it shows.
Well, they have it for everything now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So
it brings up random websites.
Yeah, it just brings up random websites, and you can kind of classify them in certain topics. And that's how I usually will find topics a lot of times, just to brainstorm.
Right.
And I'll save them in my podcast idea file on my bookmark. That's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't really need to worry about. But I was looking at this one today because it popped up with a picture of Popeye. And it was like, does spinach really do what it shows on Popeye? And so it goes in this whole article about the pluses and minuses of spinach and whatnot. And it kind of prompted me to... Well, here, I'll just tell you the benefits of it. Basically, it's enriched in vitamins, like every vitamin possible it has. It helps your eyes, which I found out it actually helps your eyes more than carrots, which I thought was kind of entertaining, because I always pictured eyes
carrots,
with carrots.
Right.
It's a detox agent.
Right. Helps kind of drown out. And
this one was kind of good that was interesting, was that it helps with your gums.
Oh, nice.
And your teeth and, like, all that stuff.
Right.
Fights off cancer, which is always funny to me when it says it fights off cancer, which I feel like anything that's good for you, thus,
right, because fights off cancer. I mean, there are two kinds of food. There are foods that cause cancer and foods that fight off cancer.
Yeah.
And most things that are good for you,
quote unquote,
right, fight off cancer.
Yeah.
You know, like meat, good meat fights off cancer. Good produce fights off cancer. Good fats fight off cancer. Processed shit doesn't. Causes effing cancer.
Yeah. So, that was interesting. Then I also basically came to a serving of spinach increases muscle protein by 20%.
Like, what did they mean by muscle protein?
And I did the head shake, too, on that. I was like, what do they mean with muscle protein?
Because that, I mean,
basically,
you tell me what they were thinking.
What they were thinking and the way that they worded it, as all the other stuff, was basically it's the protein that helps with muscle creation, like that focuses on muscles.
So, but spinach all doesn't have. Does. But spinach doesn't have. No, not all protein does. But I mean, spinach doesn't have protein.
I understand that.
So
but
what
the,
is it? Too?
The what's it called? The chemicals in it.
Uh-huh.
There's a chemical in it.
Okay.
That increases protein in your body.
Okay, so it increases protein synthesis.
Yeah.
Got it.
Drugs are still in my system.
Right.
But that's what it said. It didn't say that, but that's what it meant.
Got it. Okay.
But in that, like, because they're basically trying to, I don't know why, but
words are escaping you.
Is like, my arch nemesis. Like yesterday, I couldn't put together sentences, and today I'm having the same hard time.
That's funny.
But basically, the synthesis.
Uh huh.
That's what they were trying to get a point was that is spinach like what it does with Popeye? Like, is it steroids?
Right.
Is basically what they were trying. And basically, they came to the conclusion that to get this, like, not even worth it, but to get enough.
It's all compounds.
The basically, you need two pounds of spinach. Uh-huh. You need to eat 2 pounds of spinach to get anything remotely steroid esque in your body.
2 pounds of spinach? That's a lot of spinach.
A lot of spinach because spinach is not heavy.
No, so I would probably. Well, if you cook it down, you're destroying a lot of the enzymes. So you just gotta rough that crap out.
You just need to eat.
So we're saying eat 2 pounds of spinach.
Yeah, and
a day.
Be taking roids.
Please don't do that. That would be awful. Idea.
But no, I was just like, because that's the concept that's funny is like, because food, you eat right, you don't have to take supplements.
Right.
You can, and it's funny how certain things work. Where I think you used to put spinach in your protein shakes, didn't you?
Yeah, I still do. If I haven't been doing protein shakes, in all honesty. I'll do it occasionally, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of that spinach is that. It's in my head, and it's just not coming out.
It's kind of like
it's a good vegetable that you should add, and it's that thing that I'm gonna add now to my like lettuce when I have salads.
Okay,
like just kind of put it in there more.
Okay,
it's I'm not a fan of the like cooked spinach.
Uh-huh.
It looks weird to me.
I love it.
It's tasty. Like there's certain things that it's hidden well, and I like the taste of it. But it visually is weird to me.
Got it.
So, I'm a big visual person.
Yeah, and I think it, you know.
But I like the blender idea.
The blender idea is great. Todd, I've counted aside, we're like fire and ice.
I know we are.
As far as our adventurousness goes with when it comes to food. I'll eat pretty much anything.
And I won't.
Yes.
I'll try it if it looks okay.
Right.
And you can explain to me what it is.
Right. What about
I'm very timid about stuff.
What's that one food? It's like an egg, but it's almost like the chicken's partially grown in it.
Yeah, we're like, no,
it's like
no, thank
a complete
you.
Meal in this. It's a delicacy in this one.
Yeah, it's like
culture.
The Philippines, and it's literally an egg. It's like if you were to have a chicken sit on an egg and the birth cycle was like 6 months, it sat on it for 3.
Right.
And there's like feathers.
Yeah, they're feathers. The bones aren't fully developed.
So you can eat
them. So you can eat them. Right. It's kind of gross.
And they hard boil it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Kind of disgusting.
But you would try it.
I would.
I would.
There's very few things I wouldn't try.
Throw up.
I've had so much. I've had eye, brain, cheek, tongue, lip.
No, thank you.
Ear, heart, liver.
I'll try.
Like, and from various different animals. Like, you know, it's one of those things. I'm fearless pretty much when it comes to food. So, which, you know, may be a bad thing, but. So, yeah, spinach, getting back to that. I think it's a great additive. One of my favorite things to do is I'll make a rice dish or a quinoa dish, and I'll put a bed of spinach down, then toss that over so the spinach starts wilting a little bit. Gets that kind of softer thing, toss my protein over it, and it's a good way to get spinach in. So you're having like pretty much a rice spinach salad. It's a really good quick meal.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah. So then you're not just eating a salad, but you still get some vegetables in there.
Okay.
It's a good way to go.
I like that.
Yep. That's about it, I think. Remember, email us about this whole revolution idea podcast at truefitnessacademy.com. We'll be talking about reasons that someone hates the gym.
That's
on Friday.
Yeah. On Fridays.
And, yeah, anything else that you want to mention about the wonderful green spinach, Tyler?
No, I just think that it's something that we should incorporate more in our daily diet.
I completely agree.
If not weekly diet.
If not weekly. Oh, no, daily. Let's try and stick to daily, or at least try weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. By try, I don't mean attempt to, I mean 3 times.
3 times.
Yes.
Not T-R-Y, T-R-I.
Yes, with a hyphen.
Yes.
Okay, Tyler, why don't you take us out?
I'm going to leave us with some Lysol.
Man in the mirror, Lysol. All right. Well, we will be talking to you on Friday. I look forward to hearing from you as far as your emails go. That's it. Peace. I'm a man with his pickup.
No.